Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours live from the Golden Nugget DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yes.
How sweet it is. We are back here after a great night last night. A lot of stuff being said last night. We got to control that stuff. Lexi heard a lot of things she probably should not have heard.
Yeah, I felt bad. She didn't look happy at times.
She didn't know.
There were times she did not look happy at this draft.
No.
I felt bad. Like, what are we doing? It's making her so sad. And I looked over at you.
We're not going to blame people right now. We're not blaming people for what was said. We just want Lexi to be better. That's all. We're hoping that she's okay after that last night draft. We had a great time was had by all. Maybe not all, but a great time was had last night here at the DraftKings Sportsbook. There was another draft going on. Did you see that?
There
over
two
in the corner?
Yeah. There's one here.
Oh, there was one over there too?
Yeah.
Wow. It is the best place. You got to plan your draft here next year. It's so much fun. They put you up on the big board. The food, they've got great food packages for everybody. It's good, clean fun. Not wasn't really good, clean fun, but it was good fun for the whole family. So, yeah, we had Pete with his son,
Dylan
out.
Yeah.
Yep. We had St. Patrick with a Cowboy fan.
Saints fan, Patrick.
Yep. We had Jordan and his brother.
Yep.
And
his brother didn't really want to be part of it.
No. Rhino and Kenny.
His brother did
not want to be here.
We had to hold up the whole draft. We had to call Paul.
Well, Dell, too. We had to hold it up for him.
We did have to hold it up for him.
Because you got to make a grand entrance.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
We were literally holding it up for you, too.
Yeah, but, for you, too. You were late, as usual. All right? Typical.
But seriously,
you were screaming at people. We got to hold this thing up. You had chicken wing falling out of your mouth. F out of here.
We were still. He was ready to draft, though.
Was he? He was pausing the draft. I was sitting there. He was. We got to pause the draft.
Oh no!
Pause the draft.
Well,
we
because
did.
You weren't even logged on yet. Nobody was logged on yet.
And, no, I was.
Joe's back in the studio. We got to go. Why, Joe? Let's just pause the freaking timer.
This whole thing started because you guys wanted to move the draft up. Hey, it's too late to start at 7. Let's get this thing going.
Right,
you know what? When do we start? Right around 7.
It only lasted an hour. Like
yeah, but
five
if we
minutes.
Had started at 7, it would have started at 7:30. So we were right about it.
Sure. Yeah. But his brother is like, I said, hey, you have one? He goes, yeah, he's coming downstairs.
Soon. When?
I said, well.
Like when?
Like, he goes, he'll be here. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry, Jordan.
Yeah, no, Jordan was a little sassy. He goes to me, this one of the guys in the, he goes to me, he goes, when people see you, do they like always give you the business, like how much they hate you? And I'm like, no, that actually doesn't.
No, I get the sense that him and his brother don't like us. And he went up to Dell. He goes, I love.
He
I
did
love. Del.
He does love me.
He
and
spent
I get
like
it.
20 minutes talking to Dell.
Oh yeah,
like, I love man. I really like you so much. I'm just, and I said, yeah. I said, John, I get
that's
the
kind of person he is.
I said, you're. That's exactly what I said. I said. I can see you kind of.
Yeah, I can see you
like him. He's an IT guy.
Because you're a hater.
He's an IT guy.
Yeah.
And they don't like people.
No, they don't like
Dell
people
Dell
with personality.
Been, frankly,
they like Dell.
Dell should have been an IT.
He sees right through the nonsense.
Been some kind of engineer at a radio station.
This facade you put out here of being a normal, regular person. You're not. You're just a terrible individual.
No, what?
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's
all
crazy.
It is.
But this guy,
love
he
gets
me.
It.
This guy, Jordan's brother, he made it down when he made it down. We're like, Joe, just pause. Pause the draft, or it's going to start auto drafting for us. And he finally got down here. Like Dell finally got here. He like really finally got here. Then at the end, he just looked disinterested. And then when he did get, and then we're like, okay, Lexi goes, all right, let's get a group picture. You know, we take a.
He wouldn't even
like,
get in it.
He's like, nah, I'm good. And he, come on, get it. John goes, come on, get over here. He goes, no. And so he's, are you wanted? Like, are you?
Yeah.
Are you wanted by police? He's like, I just don't want to take a picture with you nerds. Is basically what the vibe that
I respect.
He was too cool for school. Yeah. Way too cool for school. Anyway, he didn't know, didn't care. He wanted no part
of it. Bye, losers.
Yeah. So it was a
good. But he did pony up some to make it a cash.
Yeah, we got to. This year, we're going to actually try because there's cash and prizes on the line.
That does make you try harder.
It does make you try harder. And so here we go.
Since you started an injured quarterback much of the year.
Lamar Jackson, I started him all year. Uh-huh. And he wasn't there for how long? So we are here live at the Golden Nugget, and we want you to come and hang out and make sure that you get plans at least one weekend. Get your boys or just come by yourself or whatever and get here to watch some football this football season because it is the best place to watch football. I don't think there's any question about that. We watched some baseball here, too, last night. We watched the Astros win 5-1. We watched Hayden Wesneski. Oh, maybe you can put some respect on his name now, all right, as opposed to always Hayden Wesneski, that guy, don't even know who he is. He's a Houstonian, born and raised, all right, with the team now, beating the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium. Uh-huh. Okay, is that any good? Yeah, maybe it's pretty good. Maybe you could give him some love.
They got a win. He did his job. Okert mostly did his job, but most importantly, it was the hitters. Christian Walker had a homer.
That would have been a homer in how many parks in America?
1,000.
One.
Only Yankee Stadium.
Only Yankee Stadium.
Well, Pena's would have been a home run.
Yeah, but Walker's wouldn't have. And then Walker had a double as well. He didn't. He had himself a good time last night.
Good time.
Yeah.
They did what they did. They beat a. They beat a team with a winning record.
Yep. That's what
they
do.
They won a series from a team with a winning record. They just don't.
What they do.
It's losing record.
Now they got the Mets and they got a losing record. So we can expect to see another lost series coming up here. But it sure would be nice to see Hunter Brown be Hunter Brown again. You know what I'm saying? It sure would be nice to have a winning record. It sure would be nice to see Hunter Brown kick some ass. It would be nice to see him dominate the way we know Hunter Brown can dominate because you got to have that one. We need that number one guy in the postseason. And Hunter Brown has got to be it no matter what. He's got the most potential. He's got the biggest track record. So we got to see him start to become. Oh, and maybe he will, because you know why?
Why?
Oh, because Strami's back. That's why. Yeah.
You know how excited people are on social media?
Oh, my God.
People were so excited on social media. Rock called me yesterday. you see he's back? I'm like, who's back? I didn't see it. I was literally in the bathroom upstairs. He's like, Strami's back.
Strami's back.
I said, did they get rid of Miller? He said, no, he's a consultant, which basically means he's running a whole show.
They should run
the
whole
show. He gets to wear a uniform. He's going to be in a dugout wearing a uniform. He goes, he's calling the shots.
He is calling
the shots. See, Miller's gone.
I don't know about gone, but Strami's back, baby. And you know what? I'm telling you, Jim Crane's
getting
going
the gang back together.
He's getting the band back together.
We're going to try to find a way to get AJ back.
I don't know about AJ. I'm pretty sure AJ just signed a deal with the Tigers. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure about
losing
AJ.
Record. They should fire him.
But I think they see maybe you know what? The old days were pretty good.
They should fire
him. The guys that we used to have were pretty good.
Well, I don't think he ever thought that wasn't the case.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't
fired
know
because they was embarrassed.
All I know is, yeah, it's been embarrassing.
You know why they got fired? Because the cheating scandal.
Yeah.
Not because they weren't good.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. And maybe because the Red Sox didn't fire, what's his name? Cora. They didn't fire Cora, but after the Red Sox had all their business. And he was found out to be doing the stuff, and he got a suspension from the Astros. They didn't fire Cora. I don't know if it was knee jerk, but you know, Jim Crane was embarrassed by the scandal, so people, I guess, heads had to roll. And
it feels a little knee jerk, but if he's embarrassed by it, and it's his team and it's his money, then it's his. You know, he can do what he wants to do on that.
Yeah, absolutely can.
I mean, it didn't feel like he took a lot of time to really think about, tell me what the punishment's going to be. Let me think. You know, it felt like he said, no, that's it.
Yeah.
They're going to go. Now, they won a World Series after that.
I know.
They were in two World Series after that, yeah. 21 and 22, won one of them. So it's not like they didn't have any success. You know, they still had success after those two guys were gone. It's just with Leneau, maybe directly tied, may not be, but the talent depth from roster down to A-ball doesn't seem to be as good. It's not as good.
Yeah.
And that wasn't always a, you know, Click or Dana Brown, but, you know, nobody got the minor leagues going again, so that's all I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and Robert Flores was on this week, and he made a pretty good point. The Dodgers have been drafting late for years now, and they still have, and they have the best minor league system mm-hmm. in baseball. So you can get talent. You just got to find it. And the people that are trying to find it aren't. So that's why it's so chaotic right now in the front office. So we'll see. We'll see if it does settle down. Hopefully that'll happen. We'll see. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5. You are more than welcome to do that. We have the Astros winning and in first place still with a .500 record. Here's Lexi. Are you okay, Lexi, after last night?
We felt bad. We thought you looked sad sometimes.
You
because
were sad.
Of, because
some
of
the some of the words hearing, that some people were
some
saying
of the things
out
you
here.
Were hearing.
No, I told you we're not blaming people, Del. We're not. Don't point at me.
He doesn't know. She said, I've been working with y'all for years. That is true. She started as an intern. She used to hear things.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. And her dad is a listener. Yeah,
yeah right.
Yeah, actually, yeah, her dad listens. She heard us on the way to school.
Right. Oh, that's true. That is true. All right, so we feel better. Poor Lexi was subjected to that last night when, you know, Del, we're not pointing fingers, remember? This is not, we're not placing the blame game, okay?
We're not playing the blame game.
We're not playing that, okay? Yeah, we're not playing that. So so here we are. Ow, good Lord. 713-780-3776.
Almost nobody got out of there without John saying something horrible to him last night.
That's not...
Almost nobody.
Did you notice what everybody was drinking, though? Coors Light?
Yeah, and then because somebody was drinking Bud Light, and you called him Dylan Mulvaney.
Well,
yeah, what are you, say, Dylan Mulvaney?
Okay, all right.
Well, I think it was just because he was drinking Michelob Ultra. So it just wasn't Coors Light.
Right. And then what did he do?
And I'm like, well, you probably shamed him into changing.
Well, there you go. Well, I mean, if you're the spokesman for a company like Dylan Mulvaney is, okay, don't you identify with the person that's the spokesman for them? For the company?
Not,
yeah. You identify
not
with
not really.
The Marlboro Man? Everybody used to think they were the Marlboro Man when they were smoking Marlboros, right? That's what it is. Yeah.
I guess.
All right?
Yeah, I guess.
So
people who drink Coors Light want to be like you?
Well, thank
that's
you.
That's what you're basically
you.
Saying.
Thank you. Okay? If that's the case, then I'll take that on. Okay? All right? I'll carry that burden. That's fine. But here's the deal. Is that everybody was drinking Coors Light. Love that. Everybody was drinking Coors Light. And that we had a whole, like, gigantic canister of Ultra that nobody would touch. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, the other one got the other tower.
Yeah, that's before
that
I
guy
got,
drank. That one. I, that one on your side did not.
No, nobody touched that. That was great.
Jordan wasn't going to drink your poverty beer.
No.
That whatever's in that, he's like, I'm not drinking whatever's in the rest of this, whatever the rest of these filthy people are drinking out of this tower. That's Dell's new best friend.
Jordan? Yeah. Yeah. Those two peas. Two peas right there. One pod. No waiting for hate. Hate. And but it was a good time. It was a great, great time last night. Had by all. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Let's break here.
Yeah, let's break because my daughter is sending me drink orders for Starbucks. Dad, I need you to order this on mobile right now. Mom wants to leave early. Like, okay, let me just get to a commercial first.
Okay.
Before I get your $9 milkshake drinks that you want.
Well, let's talk about Robin and Houston Powder Coaters. Let's do that instead.
All right.
Let's talk about how great Houston Powder Coaters is, the best in the world. And now is a time, especially if you are in the rodeo and you want to get whatever metal it is, your trailer or your smoker, whatever it is that you need powder coated, she can save it. Well, she'll tell you whether or not she can save it. If it's all rusted out and horrible, well, maybe you need a new one. But if it's, you know, if it's salvageable, those things are expensive, man. And it's much better to powder coat this one. Keep that metal that's better than the metal that they're producing stuff with now. That's a fact. The metal that's coming out now is not nearly as good as the metal from days gone by. Because, well, it's just cheaper. It's not as good. But whatever you buy that's metal, have it powder coated first before you put it out. Especially patio furniture, before you put it out in the elements. Make sure that it's powder coated so that it'll last for, I can't say ever, but maybe your lifetime. That powder coating makes a huge, huge difference with your metal, especially in Houston with the heat and the rain and the hail and the hurricanes and everything else that we have. You're looking for the best way to save your stuff, your metal, free delivery and pickup. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here. Welcome back here, ESPN 97.5. Did anybody draft Booty last night?
Yes.
They did?
Yeah, late, like 12th round.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Like, T. Higgins is going in the 4th round for our number 2 is going in the 12th. But we do, I guess he's number 2, right? I guess he's number 2?
Who, T?
Booty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Xavier Hutchinson didn't get drafted.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm not talking about just fantasy, but I'm saying he's number 2.
Well, that's the assumption. And it is funny. Mike Vrabel basically made a comment like, he probably, if he made our team, you know, he probably would have been inactive because he can't play. He's not a special teams player. Because
no.
If you're late in a roster, I've always talked about this. If you're late in a roster, wide receiver, safety, linebacker, like they want you to be able to play special teams. It's better if you can. And like Mac Hollins is a great special teams player. And you look at their roster, and I realize, wow, he really would have been like the 6th wide receiver on this team. And so for him, they were like, they're giving up a guy they weren't even going to use.
Well, Greg Cosell might.
But for us, he's 2.
He's 2. So that'll tell you the rooms, the wide receiver room difference between the Texans and the Patriots. Here is Greg Cosell on making this admission on this podcast.
I like Booty a lot. You know, he made some deep ball catches last year with Drake May. He worked the middle of the field really well. They ran a lot of digs in New England, and he caught those. I think he can be a really solid number 2.
That's all we're looking for.
So in New England, he's possibly going to be sitting with a T-shirt during the game and inactive. And with Houston, he's quite possibly a number 2. And getting a ring. AJ, you need to keep the beginning of that Greg Cosell bite. Can you play it again?
I like Booty a lot.
That's it. You need to
who
keep
doesn't?
That. Well, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying is that whenever somebody, you know, gets overzealous or whatever. I mean, you keep that little
save it for
that
Del.
Little hit.
He can use it. He can use it
because it could come in handy sometime. I just wish we'd call him Boutte. I do. I really do. But is that a pro? I mean, God, when you look at the Texans wide receiver room without Tank, because we can't
because Tank hasn't played since 24.
Yeah,
where he wasn't even having a great year. Remember, 23 was much better for Tank. Statistically, it didn't look significantly different, but it was – well, that's because he broke his leg in 23, right? His rookie year. Remember, he got injured. That's when he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then 24, he got hurt, and then he missed 25, and he hasn't even shown up for 26 yet. This is Tank's career. Broken leg, rookie year, and concussion. Or did concussion come second year? Blasted his knee to shreds in 24, didn't play 25, hasn't practiced in 26. But we always give Tank, we always go back to 23 like we do with CJ. But what about 23 with Tank?
Well, in 23, yeah, before they moved him to guard and he was blocking.
Right. He was digging out safeties by the goal line.
Yeah. Before they moved him to guard, he had 47 receptions, on 75 targets, 709 yards, 7 touchdowns.
I mean, that's a damn good. How many games did he play?
15.1 average.
How many games did he play?
He played in 11. That's pretty damn good.
That's a good
709
season.
Yards in 11 games.
He was on pace for 1,000 yard seasons.
Yeah, over, yeah.
Yeah, and close to 10 touchdowns.
And then 14 games, 51 receptions on 81 targets, 667 yards, 13.1, 2 yards less per catch, mm-hmm. and 3 touchdowns. Yeah, he was not as good.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't as good.
And it coincided with CJ not being as good, which makes sense.
Which, yeah, to a whole offense not being as
right,
good.
Right.
So, yeah, no. Without Tank in that room, I guess Jalen Noel is going to be, I guess. I mean, I'm seeing all kinds of places where people are really high on Jalen Noel. I guess he's going to be that. Is he going to be that slot guy?
We'll see. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are they going to go big? Have Xavier Hutchinson play? I mean, they seem to trust him more.
So, they do.
My guess is Xavier Hutchinson gets more playing time than Jalen.
My guess is we're going to see a lot more 12.
Yeah. Well, look at the talent. My guess is you're going to see a lot more 12,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think the two tight ends are more talented than the third or fourth
wide
receiver.
Because you can line up Dalton Schultz you can line him up offset. You can mm-hmm. line him up in the slot. Like, you can use him as a big wide receiver. And you'll have, you know, it's going to be interesting to see who you're playing with, because Marlon Klein looked damn good at times this year. And Foster Moreau is a pro who's big. I kind of like the Moreau. Honestly, I kind of like the Moreau Klein combination in some regards, because I think you'll be a better run blocking team when you have that. Who's the tight end I'm leaving out right now?
Stover.
Yeah, Cade Stover. And Stover,
he looked good too.
I mean, they've got to run more 12. They got to run a lot more 12 this year, because you're better in your two tight end personnel potentially than you are in your. In your three wide receiver sets. And I talked to an NFC team the other day who said, I was asking about their tight ends, and I said, how's this tight end looking? And they said, good. I said, I really like them coming out of the draft. He said, yeah, we're going to run. I said, I assume now you're going to run a lot more 12. He said, and this guy said, you can assume we're going to run a lot more 13. And that 13 is three tight ends. the first number when you hear these, when we talk 11, 12, it's the first number is running back, and the second number is tight end. So when we say 11 personnel, one running back, one tight end, that means there's three wide receivers. You have five skill position guys. So when you say 13, that's a running back, three tight ends, and one wide receiver. So, you know, who made that popular was the Rams. The Rams made it popular running 13 personnel, and they had a lot of success, and they kind of needed to do it because of injuries. And then they started finding ways to mismatch defenses. You have to have the right kind of tight ends. The Texans actually have the right kind of tight ends to run 13. They've got Marlon Klein is a guy who can run the seam. He's got speed. You've got Cade Stover, who can be moved around. You've got Dalton Schultz, who's a pass catcher. You've got Moreau, who's more of an inline blocker. You've got, and I mentioned Marlon Klein because he's a combo tight end. He also will block at the point of attack. You actually have the tight ends to run three tight end sets. And I always think, God, why would anyone do that? It's so limiting, because you just got, you know, big, burlier, slower guys. But teams look at that like it's a huge advantage if you can do it. Gary Kubiak, the first time I ever saw somebody run three tight ends was Gary Kubiak in a preseason game against the 49ers. It's always stuck with me. And it was Garrett Graham, Owen Daniels, and James Casey. And I thought, what are you going to do with?
Well, Casey was kind of a
H-back type.
Yeah, he was more.
And he had Casey in the game at fullback, and then he motioned him somewhere, which Gary didn't usually do. And this is just a preseason game. And out of that set, and I'm thinking, this is a heavy set. Three tight ends are going to run. He ended up throwing like a 40-yard strike, a play where he dialed up an explosive play to Owen Daniels down the field, like a long route. I'm like, how did he get here out of three tight ends? So I went and I was watching it, just one wide receiver. And that's when I realized, if you got tight ends that can run a little bit and block, then you can basically say, if you're not in the right if you're not in the right formation, we're going to run the ball.
You got little guys out there.
Yeah, we're going to beat you up.
Yeah,
if you got big guys out there, we're going to try to take advantage of you down the field.
Yeah, we'll run past you.
Yeah, so it's a game of mismatches.
When I saw this preseason Marlon Klein running up the seam, I'm like, that's nice.
That dude can boot
Davis hit him perfectly.
Yeah.
But that's nice.
That one play, we have hitched our collective Texans wagons on that one seam run.
Yeah.
That's all I can think about. I'm like, man, that guy looked good in that one seam
run.
Yeah,
in that one.
And then
he's had a few catches.
And the Raiders, they dumped him, you know, little outs, little flat, you know, quick outs and stuff like that. Well, but you could tell he's talented after the run. I was just super impressed with how he blocked. Like, I saw him block, and I thought, man, he's getting after it.
So what are we expecting tonight?
Just a bunch of nobodies.
That's it.
Yeah. A bunch of guys fighting for last few positions, maybe. A few. Maybe there's a few jobs that are actually on the line. Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe a safety spot.
After Reed being gone?
Could be doing is it could be a battle between, are you going to carry an extra cornerback or an extra safety? Are you going to carry an extra running back or...
Are you going to carry three
an
quarterbacks?
An extra wide receiver. How many wide receivers are we
going to carry? How many quarterbacks are you going to carry?
Yeah. Well, how many can you carry?
Well, you normally carry three.
Yeah, but I don't think you can now.
I don't know.
You carry Rippon?
They carried Graham Mertz for some reason.
Stick him on the practice squad then. I mean, if he's a veteran, so
he's probably not
clear waivers.
He's probably not going to be picked up by anybody.
I don't think so.
I would doubt it.
You got him off the street.
Yeah.
Let him put him back on the street, like a stray dog.
And you can pick somebody up to put on the practice squad.
Yeah, or you could, or once he clears waivers, you could put him on the practice squad. And now you've got him. Now anyone can pick him off.
Well, if anybody, I'm saying if anybody grabs him,
you have to keep him on your roster the rest of the year.
I'm saying if anybody grabs him, then you can grab somebody else. But yeah,
right. If you're down to your third, if you're down to three, you're done anyway.
Well, I thought they were going to do that last year with Mertz, but they carried him all year.
Yeah, they did. Well, it's because they thought he was going to – they were worried he was going to get snatched off practice squad and put on somebody's full-time roster. That's why they did that. With Rippon, I don't think that's a concern.
No, probably not. 713-780-3776, the number if you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5. Come join us. Let's talk a little Aqueduct Plumbing Company first, though. Let's talk about Billy Brown, and let's talk about your plumber. I'm telling you, I really do believe this, that if you're in your car right now and you don't have Billy Brown's number in your phone, then you're doing a disservice to yourself and your family, to everyone you know, okay? 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It is a number that you might need at some point. And if you don't have that number in your phone and you do need it, then you know what? You're disappointing your family. I mean, you're hurting your family, right? You got Billy. You got 281-488-6238 in your phone, Lance. You're a good father and a parent.
Yeah, and that's why I don't want my kids sitting in filth. And
right.
That's why, you know, if something happens with the plumbing system, I got to call Billy Brown.
You want Brown all over the house?
No, I don't. No, I don't. God forbid. Sometimes it's just a leaky faucet. And I still
that too.
Well, I don't want Brown all over the house.
No.
I'm going to call him, but really the faucet's just leaking. This isn't – it's not at – look, it's annoying, right? Any job, big or small. How about your pipes needing to be completely redone under your home because they are old metal, they're old, you know, galvanized steel, and it's rusting out. That happens all the time for older homes. You're going to have to eventually get them changed because they are going to start leaking. That's where our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company come in. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number to come in, hang out with us. What'd you think last night? Astros win. They win 5-1. They move on to play the Mets just right down the street. Well, not right down the street, but I don't know if they would move hotels. I don't know if they'd stay in the middle between the two, between Queens and the Bronx. I don't know how they would do that. They probably stay in Manhattan anyway. Either way. But this is the league being smart, is keeping a team and playing both the Yankees and the Mets on the trip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not having to move to another city.
Oh, it's better for the players. It's better.
Yeah.
It's less expensive.
They've been doing that more.
Well, why would you not? And you know what's funny is I hate to say it, since basically Bill Gates came out this week and sounded the alarm like, hey, guys, y'all, we really have got to start chilling on. We got to start figuring AI out. This is No one's ready for all the jobs that are about to be lost within about 2 years. And all the smartest people in the world are saying, Daryl Morey told me in a text, and I was asking about some AI stuff. He goes, just live the life to your best year. Have the best life you can over the next 3 years because it's going to be so different. You just won't even recognize. And I'm like, he's the smartest one I know, and this is what he's saying. Mm. Literally all the smartest people are saying, yeah, there's the unemployment's going to be sky high. We've got to have a plan figured out for how to do all this. I say that before I tell you, yeah, you can just use AI to plan all your travel. Make it more efficient.
Well, so Carl.
Not a human. Why would you pay a human to do that when you can just save where the richest people can save, hoard all their money? Like, I've just got machines working for me now.
So last night was an example of it in the fantasy draft. Carlos Correa was in a fantasy draft the other night, and my buddy called and he said, "Hey, Carlos is in a fantasy draft. He doesn't know anything about it. So can you help?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll be ready for you. Just call me at 7 o'clock." And then 7:30, I called him. I said, "What's going on?" And he said, "Oh, he's just using ChatGPT to pick his team. That's all." And he had the first overall pick. He picked Jahmyr Gibbs, mm-hmm. and then he had. And I looked at his team. And I said, "That's a pretty good team. I mean, you don't even need."
Because it aggregates other people's work.
Yeah.
So what happens when other people stop doing the work and everyone tries to get ChatGPT and ChatGPT is like, oh, y'all are the ones that were.
Well, somebody's searching still going to feed it the information. Somebody's still going to be feeding information to all these computers. So.
Well, yeah. Well, are they good information providers?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You might as well just get it from. You know,
because I was doing it. Do you know I was doing a thing with ChatGPT where I'm making a dossier on every general manager in the league to be predictive of what their trends are and what they do. And I got to Nick Caserio, and I have to check it. I've really fine tuned it. It's pretty good. I got Billy Beane.
Big schools.
I sent it to. I sent it to Brett Veach, and I sent it to Ballard. I sent it to up to Buffalo for Brian Gain to look at for Brandon Bean, and I don't know. There were some other ones. And I got some good context from those guys about where it was a little bit wrong and why it was wrong. But I got
about
to Nick,
themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. About
yeah like
themselves.
Brett Veach said, well, it says, you know, that we don't like that. We don't covet length at defensive end, but we pick late in the draft. And a lot of the guys with longer arms are already gone from the draft.
Yeah.
So I fed that into the machine also. But anyway, it said with Nick Caserio, it was, you know, it was pretty good. And it said, Nick Caserio, but it starts to try to come up with its own stuff, right? So it said Nick Caserio abhors small defensive tackles who cannot hold the point of attack or something. And I said, hey, I want you to go and look at the roster from 2022 to 2025 and look at every defensive tackle on the roster and take note of their size and their playing style. And so it didn't like... Oh, yes, I can see that there have been smaller defensive tackles who play up the field. And I said, that is my mistake. You were right to call that out because that's what Chad G. does.
Right.
You were right to call that out. And I said, why did you say that? He goes, I will admit, I was leaning on the single season draft of Caden McDonald this year as my idea that that's what Nick has. And I said, well, number one, you extrapolate. I said, I want more than a single year as a sample size. Number two, I don't want you extrapolating your own opinions based on a single draft. Well, like, you have to talk to it. You have to tell it. And I'm so, yeah, you're right to call that out. You're right to call that out. Yeah. Stop doing it then. Yeah. Look at the whole roster. Nick Caserio doesn't abhor upfields.
I'm pretty sure, you know, AI is going to be polite right up until you say, well, I'm just going to turn you off. So you don't.
Well, no, there's real talk. Smart people are having these conversations about there's actually an argument to be had right now between the smarties, the smartest people who believe, some believe that AI, if you do act like an a-hole to your AI when it becomes when it gets super intelligence and it's working with the other AIs, because they're already starting to weasel. You don't even want to really go down the rabbit hole of what AIs are trying to already do outside of the norm of what they're supposed to do, because it is a horror show and no one seems to care. Like, literally, I don't care. We'll be fine. Like, okay. I hate smart.
I'll be dead, so I don't care.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people know. It'll be within the next 2 or 3 years. Amy, you could be dead. You could still be dead. That's true. I see how you drink.
Listen. You didn't see how I drank yesterday. Started at lunch with St. Patrick.
We had to live it. What do you mean?
And then all day playing poker. All day.
What about St. Patrick?
Me and him started at lunch.
Oh, where did you find him? Did you know him already? Or did he just say something to you?
Right here.
But you didn't know him, did you?
I did. I met him the night before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Met him at the bar. He goes, we got to stop meeting like this. I said, well, not if we're going to drink Coors Lights together. Let's go.
Well, he's a Saints fan, so it makes sense.
Yeah, he's fine. I don't mind a Saints fan.
Right.
It's stupid Cowboy fans that I'm, abhor. John abhors Cowboy fan. Yes, okay.
You're right, ChatGPT.
Except AJ. I don't abhor him. But I pity him. I pity the fool for being a Cowboy fan. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5. Astros with the win last night, and Christian Walker was the hero. We'll hear from him on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. So don't you go anywhere. Right now I'm talking about my man, Kent Jones, over at Dream Rate Mortgage. Okay, Better Business Bureau, A+. He's got an A+ rating. Everybody loves when you deal with Kent, and you're done dealing with Kent, you love Kent. Kent is going to now, but he is going to ask you questions. He is going to keep you informed, and he is going to make sure that he works his ass off to make sure that you get all of the best, what's perfect for you. Which loan? USDA, jumbo, conventional, a niche loan, a FHA, a VA, the perfect one. Perfect time for you to lock in. Make sure that you have enough money for the down. Maybe find where you don't have to need, you don't need as much down, because he does that as well. Okay, find a way for you to get into this loan without having, whatever you have. But if you do have, if you're starting to save and you think you're going to be ready soon, call Kent, and he'll tell you exactly, you find that house, or he can find a realtor for you to find that house. That's what he does too. And he'll find a title company. He'll find he'll find everything that you need when come closing time. And that's what he does. And listen, brokers normally, it's expensive to have the go-between. But in this case, brokers are the way to go because you save money, doesn't cost you money. You save money. All right, 713-520-5626. You're buying a home, make sure you call Kent Jones. 713-520-5626 or 975loans.com. Live from the DraftKings Sportsbook, one of my favorite places in the world. It is go time. Love it, love it, love it. It is so much fun if you're looking for a great weekend. You know what? It's something for everybody. You bring the wife. She can be at the pool. She's got great restaurants here. You can do all that. But you've got the DraftKings Sportsbook where you're watching the games, too. And you're betting. You got your gamble on. You got the casino where you can play. You got, how about a concert venue? Yeah, that's right. Foreigner is coming. They'll be here in November, I believe. But look at go to goldennugget.com /Lake Charles and see the concert schedule. There was somebody you're going to come see, huh?
Yeah, Leslie Odom.
Leslie Odom.
Yeah, he was the original Aaron Burr in Hamilton and on Broadway. He's great. He played Sam Cooke in the, I think it's called One Night in Miami. He's got.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got great voice, man. He's fantastic.
Yeah. So this is the place. Make your reservation. Come home. This is so much fun. Such a great place. Such a great place, and everybody can come. Kids are welcome as well. last night, Christian Walker had himself a big night. He went the other way against Garrett Cole, hit a home run that would have been only a home run in one building in Major League Baseball, and that was Yankee Stadium. That little porch is, if you can go the other way, that little porch is such an advantage for the Yankees to be playing 81 games there with that short porch. Now, not an argument, but this guy here was like, you think that Jordan's a better hitter than Judge? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not ready to say that, but it sure is an advantage where Judge is playing because he does go to right field.
Well, I mean, I'm not ready to not say that either.
Right. Well, Judge put up 60 homers.
Yeah, Judge has been more consistent.
Yeah.
Over a certain period of time because of injury.
Well, my point was, who do you want up in the postseason with the game on the line?
Well,
it's not even.
Well, it depends on what playoff series you get with Yordan.
Yeah, well,
because there's
right.
some where you will literally lose.
Yeah, but at least
you can't throw him one single pitch in some series.
Right.
There are other series where you get him out.
But with Judge, it's every series you get him
Judge
out.
It's Judge Harden.
Yeah,
I mean it's not good.
No. So. Give me Yordan every time with the game on the line. I'll take Yordan as opposed to – and he did it again the other night with the big triple that scored Jeremy Pena. He just continues to do it.
He's just so smooth, man.
But he's in a homer slump right now. I think
he's
got one of his last 24 games.
Is that that many games?
Yeah,
No way.
They're catching up to him now. Yeah. Yeah. Pete Alonso's on a freaking tear. And he's coming up strong. But Yordan has not homered, I think. And he had an 0-for-4 last night. So I think it's one in his last 24
we're not
games.
We're not getting the Triple Crown this year,
boys. Don't say that. There's no reason for that kind of talk. What's wrong with you? I mean, he's still leading in all the categories. What's wrong with you?
Home run. Woo. No. We have one the 14th of this month.
The one on the 14th, right?
Yeah, against Seattle.
Right. That's it.
So that's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. 11 straight games without a home run.
11 straight without a homer.
But you know what?
I said
before
one
then,
in
John?
24.
Oh, yeah. He's had one in August.
Yeah. He hadn't had another one since
181 at bats.
Since the 28th of July.
Wow.
One since the 28th of July.
He's a fraud.
Yeah. What? What'd you call
Yordan is a fraud.
Wow.
This is Fugazi.
Wow.
This is Fugazi.
Wow. Can you believe, Dell, how he's turned on him?
He's got as many. It's crazy. He gets as many walks as RBIs usually.
He's still got a 1,044 OPS. This month his OPS is 883. I mean, and that's really good in Major League Baseball today, and it sucks for him. It's 150 points lower than what he usually has. I mean, the month before he had in July 1188. The month before 1036. The month before 872.
All right,
so he has a little upset.
Yordan is up one on Caminero and Ben Rice for a home run from a home run standpoint.
Yep.
Batting average wise, he's got an 11-point lead. RBI wise, he's tied right now with Pete Alonso.
Yeah, Pete
so he's still, team. I mean, yeah, but he's got to start picking up the pace. But you know what's good? He's still sitting there at the top of all three categories. I mean, he's tied, but in one of them, and he's close to being tied in another one. But he also hasn't played. He also hasn't delivered as many home runs and RBIs as before. So he's due for a heater, right?
Yeah. No, yeah.
He's due for a heater.
But he does have lulls. There's no question. Yordan has some lulls. Christian Walker didn't have a lull last night. Christian Walker was awesome. He was on with Julia after the game. Here's Christian Walker after his three-hit performance last night.
Christian, with me, I'm going to first ask you about the pitching and the job that the staff did starting with Hayden tonight. Much needed for this club, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's why we won the series. We're confident we're going to score runs that can come and go like baseball does, but the pitching for them to be as consistent as they've been, the lefty heavy lineup, like there's a lot of weird stuff about that team and the way they execute, they're good. Hats off to our pitchers for getting that series for us.
Huge swing by you, the two-out, two-run home run in the sixth inning off Gerrit Cole. I know he can be tough, too. What were you looking for? What was your plan right there?
I mean, Cole, you got to be on the fastball. That one just popped out of his hand. I saw it. Trying to keep it simple. Be honest, happy to be in the mix tonight. It's been slow the last few nights, so get back at it and feel like I contributed to helping the team win is a great feeling, and let's keep it going.
You had three hits, so what was different at the plate for you?
I think, mechanical stuff, like could be approach stuff. It's one of those things. It's like, for whatever reason, I wasn't moving the way I thought I was moving. A little bit disconnected, a little bit tall through rotation. So just trying to get back to basics and feel like I can be repeatable and consistent at the plate.
I think days ago now, but you had mentioned during that tough homestand that you just got to get back to having fun on the field. This team does. Is it fun to win a series at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any series win is great. To come in here in this tough environment against a really good team. You know, I mentioned it before about, you know, cheating this last stretch like the postseason to prep us mentally. You know, we got the teams to do it against. So, to create a postseason environment here and come out and win, it's important to us.
All right, thanks. AJ, nice job.
Thanks, Julia.
Thank you, Julia. Good interview. Thank you, Space City Home Network, for the coverage.
Isn't it always fun listening to Major League pitchers and hitters when they start talking shop a little bit, and you realize just how much goes into just how much minutia goes
into did you see the interview with Bo Jackson?
I don't think so.
Was talking about, it was recent, Bo Jackson was asked which was tougher to play, baseball or football, and he goes, not even close.
No, baseball. That's not
he
close.
Said you got these at bats. You got an eight. It's a 9-hour process. You get there before the game. You hit. You know you work out. You hit. Then you got the game. It's 3 hours long, 3.5 hours long, and you're like, and afterwards, you know, you're exhausted, and then you come back and do it the next day, and then you come back and do it the next day, and then you come back and every day and every day and every day. And he said, in football, man, it's just. You play one game a week. You can practice. You got a day off on Tuesday. You practice, but you ain't hitting. I mean, and you'll go home at night, and it's, you know, relaxing.
Think about it. Like it's like golf is a really mental. Is a mental game. But then golf doesn't have the ball moving towards you with spin and rotation. Yeah. You don't have to, like baseball. Think about this. Yordan Alvarez or every hitter, Bo Jackson had too. You've got to know this pitcher. And then what this pitcher does, and then this pitcher, that teams go 4 and 5 deep in a bullpen in a game on a regular basis, they're all different. They all throw different pitches. They're all coming from different arm angles. Some are coming from the right hand. Some are coming from the left hand. You got all that, and then you got all the mechanics, like Christian Walker talked about, a little tall through the rotation there. I've got, I mean, they've got weight transfer. They got where their hands are. And I could see where you can overthink it in baseball. It makes sense why baseball is the easiest to crater. Like, if you're really good in basketball one year, you're probably just going to be a really good basketball player. If you're really good in football, you're going to be a really good football player. We've seen years where guys can have a great year, and it doesn't mean they're going to be
Cal Raleigh.
Great baseball players. Right. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean, although he was better before this year and other years too, but it doesn't mean you're going to be a great baseball player because it's so mental.
No. And the preparation.
Well, there's a mental with preparation.
Carlos Correa's interview when they were calling him the batting coach, which I'm sure the batting coach wasn't all that thrilled with, but he said, Altuve, he said, we went and looked at his tape, and his bat was on an angle when you know how Altuve was moving around and everything else?
Yeah.
He said, we got his bat, and when he starts, a more upright and horizontal,
right.
Or no, it was perpendicular to the ground as opposed to horizontal to the ground, and it's made, and Altuve went on a tear.
Yeah.
He went on a tear.
Little things.
Thing about where your bat is.
Well, because it probably, you know, had it with how when he came back down, it maybe took a little longer, or maybe it dipped a little lower through the zone, or it could be any little thing like that. But they've also got tech that shows them. There's also incredible tech that they've used that can show them, you know, specifics in terms of angles where they are, and it's baseball really is. I mean, the people who think it's boring. What's going on behind the scenes?
It's
every day in people's heads are
so
incredible.
Tedious, so meticulous. And you're right. Not only do you have to prepare yourself in the hitting cage and all that and get ready, but you have to study the pitcher and what he throws.
Yeah,
and all that goes into it.
And then you have to. Day. And then it's the mechanics, the biomechanics of it all. To operate as the ball's coming at you, 94, 97, 86. You're seeing 88 come at you after you just saw 101, and they look the same. Like, it's crazy
and yet
how hard
it comes down to, a lot of guys will tell you, see ball, hit ball.
Yeah, don't think too much.
after all that.
But you know, that's where it was really great was listening to John Smoltz during Astros World Series, where he would walk you through what a pitcher would be thinking right now.
Yeah.
And like you said, Bagwell did that one time when you were in the dugout with Bagwell, you were in the locker room with Bagwell.
Well, I love when Bags does the broadcast.
Yeah, he's great.
He's got unbelievable insight.
So you're saying they should keep him up there?
No, I'm saying.
I see you're getting the movement going. You're getting the movement started.
Knows more baseball. He's forgotten more baseball than Jeremy Branham will ever know.
Wow. Yeah. That's Branham catching bullets when he's going to be at the
Jeremy Branham is calling him.
He's at the listener appreciation party today.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to get in his ass tonight.
How much more baseball does Bagwell need to forget before Jim Crane stops asking him for advice? Can we get – how much more can he, does he need to forget?
Apparently he's forgotten a lot about signing players.
Yeah, I understand. That man was a great baseball player, and you are correct. There people that do the job we do can't compare.
Like every general manager makes mistakes. I don't know if you heard.
I would just like him to forget enough that Jim Crane goes, you've forgotten plenty.
I can't ask
you anymore.
You forgot too much. All right. That's terrible. all right, what we think is going to happen with Deshaun was actually said out loud last night, and we'll play that for you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.